Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Paul Rauschenbusch. My guest is Rabbi Joshua Stanton. Go on with gratitude.
I'm grateful to live in a democracy that is still alive. And with all of its challenges, with all of the suffering that we have experienced, with the rise of genuine totalitarians, with the rise of genuinely anti-democratic forces, Americans have made clear that they are grateful for democracy. And I am grateful not just for democracy, but for my fellow Americans. And I'm blessed to have relationships across a surprisingly large swath of the American political spectrum. And I am always heartened by the people who are in a very different political space than me, with whom I can still share some values. And so I am grateful for values-based conversations that are moving away from the tired tropes of politics, and that will enable us to figure out what we do share and how we can build together going forward. And I'm grateful for wonderful teachers, many of whom are Jewish, but increasingly many of whom are not Jewish. Paul, you have been a teacher and mentor for years. Dr. Ibu Patel, teacher and mentor for years. Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis, teacher and mentor for years. Rabbi Ben Spratt on the Upper West Side, one of the finest congregational rabbis in the country, himself the bearer of a remarkable faith journey with a dad who grew up Mormon and a mother who grew up Jewish, and navigating all of the aspects of identity in a beautiful way. And I feel like
what I'm getting from you is like a surround sound gratitude, which is about like, it's not just, I'm glad I have this really awesome house. Things matter. It's fine. But also like a national perspective, an ally perspective, a sense of the teachers. I think that it helps us to think widely about what is, what gratitude can be and how expansive it can be. It's almost like the longer you spend with gratitude, the more you can look around and say, oh, right, there's another area. So I just really appreciate the kind of the 360 you're giving. I know it also goes very personal and close to you.
Yes. I just want to underline something that you said, which is gratitude as a practice. It's not a state of being. It's a practice. It's sometimes one of the more difficult practices for human beings. For us as clergy, when I come back from a funeral and a part of me is broken inside, it is hard to feel gratitude. And for people who are suffering in so many dimensions, it is hard. And what I love about the practice of it and the Jewish approach to it, it's hold all of the things, including gratitude. Don't have gratitude eclipse other emotions, have it in addition to them. And at home on a day-to-day basis, for those of us who are blessed to be parents, there is gratitude mixed in with beautiful moments of frustration and agita and sleep deprivation and too many details to hold and a sense that you're dropping the ball somewhere and the sense that you should have shown up differently, you could have done better, the self-doubt and all of it. And I'm blessed to have this beautiful, almost four-year-old in my life as my child. And I'm feeling a lot of gratitude for all that he's teaching me. And we're in an interesting moment where he is navigating questions of gender in a way that I never did as a four-year-old. And I'm grateful that it is something that he is able to imagine for himself in an open-ended way. And I'm so grateful that he is living in an age where he doesn't have to be just socialized into a gender. He is by sex gender. I default to male. And there are moments when he really identifies as female, and it changes on a day-to-day basis. And I am somebody who is sort of a cis, straight, Ashkenazi dude bro who does his best, but really does not know a lot about a lot, especially with regard to gender and LGBTQ rights. And I was talking to a colleague, and they said that the phenomenon is gender creative, that he's figuring it out, and that that's a beautiful thing. And I'm grateful that we live in a time where I don't have to tell him to be tough and tell him not to feel emotions and tell him that he's male, right or wrong, and tell him in very rigid ways what maleness is. I, for the life of me, could not put into words what it is to be a man. So how am I going to tell my four-year-old what it is to be a male? And so I feel really blessed at home and totally overwhelmed.
Well, let's not this is amazing. And it's so interesting because last week we had a wonderful woman, Reverend Garcia, who is a trans woman, ELCA pastor. And, I think that you're being able to not shut this down, instead to look at what is evolving, to be there and love your child, answer questions as best you can, and to recognize that you're like any issue, we're all going to get some things wrong. When it comes to child rearing, we're going to get things wrong. Fact. But that you're open to this. I'm going to say I'm grateful for you, and I'm so thankful that you're trying, that you're open to it. It's like, it's amazing. And so I want to say how grateful I am. Like, we're going to have a grateful fest here, but I just think this is amazing. And it's first, I do, as a Rabbi Dude Bro, which is my new name for you from here on in, to really try to do your best and to realize that there are resources out there when the time comes. And so I just want to acknowledge how interesting it is to bring that amazing, to transform that from a challenge and a difficulty into an opportunity and a blessing. That is like that. That's like a mind. That's a heart game, and I just really think it's beautiful.
Well, we were talking about teachers earlier, and for those of us blessed to have children, they are our greatest teachers. And yeah, for me, as somebody who is narrow in his understanding of so many things, to be able to sit with a four-year-old who says, right now, I'm a princess because I want to play alone. And he associates it, I think, with Frozen and Elsa and some of those characters. Oh, yeah. And he's saying it with a degree of confidence that, like, who am I to say, no, you're not a princess? Like, he's very confident. They are very confident. I don't even know what gender to ascribe. At that moment, she is very confident that she is a princess. And there are so many things to be worried about when it comes to parenting. And if my kid wants to describe herself, himself, themselves in a particular way at a particular moment, that's just not on my top 1,000 concerns. Like, concern number one, be a good human being. Concern number two, learn a lot of really important things. Concern number three, find a meaningful path in life where you can contribute to society. Concern number four, know that you are part of this incredible people called the Jewish people. Concern number five, find your voice. Those are my really big concerns. And it's really nice to have concerns placed in a perspective.
Yeah.
And the immediacy of it. When you're with a four-year-old, who cares about 5 minutes from now? It's at this moment, this is what's going on. And it is so clarifying. And so what was an abstract conversation about gender, I really do feel grateful that it is being taught by somebody that I owe such a duty of care for and love tremendously. And in very specific moments feels one way, and in very specific moments feels another. Mm-hmm. And when you're, when the horizon chronologically is like 2 minutes, his entire life is within a particular realm. and male, female, princess, dancer, whatever it might be. And so why would I break that? I mean, there are moments when he thinks he's an airplane. Why would I be more concerned that he thinks he's a princess than an inanimate object? And so I'm grateful for the learning. I will say there are moments of panic, of emotion, of total confusion, of second guessing myself that emerge from the fluidity of gender expression by my kid. And so I think I'm also grateful to have a spouse who is much more sophisticated on this and much else. I think if I were navigating this as the Ashkenazi cis dude bro, straight dude bro that I am, I would be really lost. But I've got this great kid and I've got this great spouse. And so whatever is going on inside of me, I can sort of, I have good resources, not just, you know, in public groups and not just in other fora, but right at home. And who knows? I have no idea how my kid is going to identify in 10 years. It's hard to know minute by minute. But right now, if he's trying to figure out if he's an airplane or a princess, I just don't feel the need to preference one very much.
Well, I think that's awesome. We need to take another break, but there's more still ahead on this week's show. Up next, more with Rabbi Joshua Stanton. And later, some of the faith voices that came to Washington earlier this month in support of the Respect for Marriage Act. If you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You can also find links to topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows, all at stateofbelief.com. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, made for such a time as this.